Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Fear podcast. This is your host, Nadine Zamot. This is a special episode because we're going to be talking about money and the nervous system. And I love, love, love talking about the nervous system. The other reason why this episode is so special because it is the first episode to be recorded and edited from our new studio here in New Mexico. So this is pretty awesome. Our move from Australia. So the time of the recording of this episode is March 2023. We had been living in Australia for the past 17 months and we moved back to New Mexico for many reasons. And upon arriving here and shopping and doing the things that we needed to do to settle into our new abode, I noticed that things are a little bit more expensive, and going to the shops has dysregulated my nervous system many, many times. So I thought, this is due. This is well due, an episode to talk and dive into how money affects our nervous system and how our nervous system affects money. So it's a vice versa kind of situation here. So just letting you know also that it's not just in a shopping situation. So through gaining this knowledge and understanding of the nervous system, myself and my clients, we have been able to curb sabotaging habits like chronic overspending, under-earning, underspending, and breaking out of debt cycles that have been plaguing my clients for decades. Understanding how the nervous system works with money has also given them the tools to move themselves back into a state of regulation in sticky situations, like when they negotiated a salary increase or when they announced a rate increase to their clients in a way that conveyed confidence and clarity. So, with the tools I am going to share with you in this episode, not just the tools, but the knowledge that you're going to gain, you are going to be someone that can go to your favorite shop and leave without feeling disempowered. You're going to understand how your nervous system is reacting to the things that you love to buy, and you are going to learn how to regulate yourself in such situations so that you leave the shop feeling confident and empowered, as opposed to disempowered and guilty because you overspent like you usually do. And also, through using the knowledge and the tools in this episode, you are going to be someone who consistently follows through on all your money promises, and you're going to be someone that hits all your saving goals every month. Imagine how empowered and awesome you're going to be feeling when money no longer feels like this scary, untamable beast that is just overcrowding you and overwhelming you. And I promise you that understanding the connection between money and your nervous system is the key to all of this. So let's dive in. All right, so what the heck is your nervous system? It's something that has been thrown around in the personal, like a word that has been thrown around in the personal development world in the past year or so. So there's nothing mysterious about the nervous system. Your nervous system is pretty much your brain and your spinal cord. Your brain and your body communicate with each other through the nervous system. The nervous system is part of the limbic system, which is something I covered in episode 12 in this podcast. So as I was saying, information travels as signals from the body to the brain and from the brain to the body via the nervous system. These messages help you move your limbs, feel sensations, and they regulate your breathing, your heart beating, and all the other organs in your body. And as it pertains to today's episode, we're only going to talk about the autonomic nervous system. Okay, the autonomic nervous system is in charge of the automatic functions that ensure our survival, such as breathing, heartbeat, digestion, hormone balancing, and all these wonderful things that our bodies just do for us automatically without us needing to worry about them. The autonomic nervous system is regulated by the hypothalamus, which is something you don't need to worry about for now, but just mentioning it in case you are a nervous system nerd like I am. And the hypothalamus is part of the reptilian or the primal brain, which is the older part of our brain in terms of evolution. The main function of this primal brain is to ensure our survival. I talk about this in depth in episode 12, Why Money Scares the Shit Out of You. So during a threatening situation, the sympathetic nervous system, which is, so your autonomic nervous system is divided into two branches, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic branches of the nervous system. When you're in a threatening situation, the sympathetic nervous system comes online. It kicks in rather quickly. This happens outside of your awareness. Okay? It is the reactions that happen without you needing to think. Autonomic, automatic. This automatic reaction happens as a way to keep us safe. This means that when we're in a threatening situation, our heart rate increases, we start sweating, the blood flow to our limbs increases so that we can run or hide from the problem. It will also dilate our pupils to help us perceive danger better. Okay, this means that bodily processes that are less important in such emergencies, like digestion and reproduction and connection, they slow down. Okay, and sometimes due to life, we become stuck in the survival mode, meaning we are in fight or flight without having actual threat around us. Okay, so when we are in chronic survival mode, that means our nervous system is chronically dysregulated. When our nervous system becomes dysregulated in a chronic way like this, this can create a wide range of problems, both physical, emotional, and mental, such as anxiety, irritability, depression, chronic pain, digestive problems, autoimmune disorders, brain fog, insomnia, and mood swings, and just being constantly fatigued and exhausted. And when we're dysregulated, our sympathetic nervous system becomes overactive. But the parasympathetic branch of our nervous system can become underactive. An overactive sympathetic nervous system means we become stuck in fight or flight. So we're irritable, we're restless, we're aggressive towards people all the time. But this chronic state of stress can create an underactivity in our parasympathetic nervous system, which means we become stuck in freeze or fawn mode, meaning we become lethargic, fatigued, we feel hopeless, we become very people-pleasing. So all of these are, if we're chronically like this, this means that we're stuck in an underactive parasympathetic nervous system response. So these four Fs, fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, they happen not because you are faulty, they happen as a natural nervous system response to protect us. And the main idea or the main role is to bring us back into safety, back into equilibrium. But when they become chronic, they create problems. Okay. And sometimes due to certain life events, due to our past wounding or our trauma, our nervous system will detect threats and place us in survival mode when there is actually no threat or danger. Like if you're sitting on your couch and your phone dings and you open the email and it's a bill, your heart will race, your mouth becomes dry, everything, your pupils dilate, the whole like physiological response, the whole array, the wide cascade array of it happens as if you're being chased by a tiger. but you're actually on your couch wrapped by your blanket. But in this situation, the bill is the triggering event that can result in a nervous system response. So this brings us back to money. Money is generally unsafe. This is something that both the poor and the wealthy perceive. Why? Because money is linked to our survival. And when we have unresolved money issues, money becomes something that triggers a survival response from our nervous system. And many times, it's not money that triggers us, because we might logically know that money is just a piece of paper, or money is just a tool or energy. But it is what money represents to us that can create this cascade of nervous system responses. Drawing from my own personal experience and what I've seen throughout the years with my clients, our childhood conditioning and our core beliefs around our worth, how lovable we are, our safety, what enoughness means to us, pleasure and self-worth has a lot to do with what we make money mean to us. So, what does this mean? This means that it's not money per se. It's not the piece of paper or the energy. It is what we subconsciously believe about money and what it represents to us. And what we believe about money will highly determine how our nervous system responds to it. Our beliefs around money will impact the stories we attach to money. And these stories have a lot to do with how we respond, react, and operate in the world. What this means is how you behave with money is connected with how your autonomic nervous system involuntarily reacts towards money. In other words, your financial behavior are a nervous system response. They are physiological. So let's explore how nervous system responds to money. Okay. So when money is a threat to us, we can respond in a fight response. Okay. A fight response in money can look like overspending it, calling it evil, feeling that we need to constantly chase it or chase clients, deriving our self-worth from it, overcharging, and beating ourselves up if we don't have it, calling ourselves failures or saying that we're unsuccessful. This is a typical fight response with money. When we have a flight response with money, we can avoid it. We can completely try to avoid money conversations. We avoid looking at our bank statements, looking at our bank accounts, looking at our savings, looking at our debt. We tend to spend it unconsciously. We have this restlessness with money and many other ways. So that is how a flight response looks like with money. A freeze response happens when fighting or fleeing from the threat is no longer an option, our nervous system defaults to freezing. Okay, so when we have a freeze response with money, this can look like having this sense of dread or overwhelm. We dissociate from it. Financial avoidance can also happen. Okay, so financial avoidance can be a symptom of a freeze or a flee response. We feel helpless. We have this scarcity mentality. We're filled with financial anxiety. We no longer trust ourselves to make financial decisions. And when we're in a fawn response with money, so a lot of people have difficulty with my accent, especially US-based. So I think the way that Americans pronounce this word is fawn. It's actually spelled F-A-W-N. So when we have a fawn response with money, it is when we're appeasing others, meaning we're overspend in a way to please others. We overspend on gifts. We overspend because we cannot say no. We overspend in a way that is misaligned or puts us in trouble. So that could be one of the fawn responses to money. Okay. This happens when we are afraid of being rejected, or we just want everybody to love us. So people pleasing can have an effect on your financial situation. If you're an entrepreneur, for example, this might look like loose payment plans. If you're just a person, this might look like I said, overspending on presents, or you might pretend to be okay when your friends borrow money from you and never pay you back, for example. This is exactly why when we look at money, when we look at our financial behaviors from this nervous system perspective, when we look at our financial behaviors as a response of like a stress response from our nervous system, we start understanding why we do what we do. We no longer feel disempowered. We no longer feel like money is this thing that is out of our control, because when we react in these ways that I mentioned on this episode, we start understanding that, oh my God, I'm dissociating, or, oh, I'm doing this thing again where I'm overspending on gifts. We can track what this nervous system response is. Oh, I'm fawning. Oh, I'm fleeing. Once we know what our nervous system status is, once we know what our nervous system is doing, we will start solving the problem from the roots instead of trying to add more discipline or strategy or try to override this normal physiological response to when we feel that money is a threat. Okay, this is why I'm a very big encourager of a trauma-sensitive or a trauma-informed approach to our finances, to dealing with our finances, because as you can see, if you're stuck in a rejection core wound, like I was saying, our core wounds inform our beliefs, and our beliefs create the stories, and these stories inform how we react and respond to the world, aka our nervous system responses. So let's say you're overspending on gifts, let's say. A budget is only going to trigger that rejection wound. But when we go and look at it from a fawn response, we start going down the rabbit hole towards our core wound, which is rejection. And we heal that core wound as opposed to just slapping a band-aid on the problem. So this is why an inside-out approach to your finances is way more valuable than an outside-in approach. And this is why a holistic, trauma-informed view of your life, your history, and your core wounds is way more valuable than pointing fingers and calling your self-sabotaging beliefs or self-sabotaging behaviors as limiting behaviors or limiting beliefs, because they're not. They're actually just an adaptive or coping mechanism and a stress response from your nervous system. So before this becomes too long, I am going to end here. I hope you found this episode enlightening, and I hope you use the information and all the things that I shared on here useful. And I hope this provides you with financial empowerment, because there's nothing worse than feeling out of control. So in the coming episodes, I will be revisiting these concepts that I shared here. I will be talking more about how we can use this information to create better financial habits and how to kick the sabotaging habits to the curb, because as I was saying, these self-sabotaging habits can merely be a physiological response, and they require deeper healing rather than just slapping a band-aid on it or a strategy. All right, thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear from you, so just send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is @NadineZumut, or you can just send me an email. I will just provide all my details in the show notes. Love you and leave you, and see you next time. Bye-bye.